Steve Lambert is an artist who's often done pieces about advertising and the media. He was also once involved in a satiric hoax, the New York Times Special Edition, which printed more than a million copies in 2008, imagining the end of the Iraq War. Now he has a new art installation called Capitalism Works for Me, True or False. It's been traveling around the country. It will be in Times Square starting tomorrow. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
I'm walking through Times Square, the crossroads of the world. Just at the point when I reach the line for cheap tickets, I see it, a giant billboard with the word capitalism in bright white lights and the words works for me, exclamation point. There's a podium and two buttons to vote true or false. Peggy Demetrak, a tourist from Cleveland, is adamant when she pushes true. Capitalism works for anyone who strives and educates themselves, she says. And when asked whether she has money for retirement, she adds,
something, yes. Yeah, and you know what? Even if I didn't, if that all collapsed, I'd be down the street working at McDonald's. I would not be sitting home wanting to take something from somebody else.
Steve Lambert, who came up with this idea, says talking about capitalism is almost impossible without sounding tedious. Except when he talks about it, he's pretty funny. Here he is at the Creative Times Summit last year in New York.
If someone came up to me and said, can I talk to you about capitalism, I'd feel like they were walking up to me and saying, can I talk to you about Jesus Christ? Are you going to ask me to join some kind of organization? I know some of you might be thinking, Steve, I don't know what you're talking about. We talk about capitalism all the time in my Occupy encampment. Congratulations, you are not my audience.
But how do you get people to reflect and not argue? Lambert's first thought was, make it personal. It's not capitalism works for the U.S. or the government or the world.
It's capitalism works for me, which after decades of therapy, you know, I figured out that ends arguments. Like, I feel like this instead of...
Back in Times Square, most of the people I encounter are ambivalent, even embarrassed to talk about it. Like Eve Ting, who works in Times Square.
I also drink a lot of Starbucks. I shop at H&M and Uniqlo, and... So I feel like this is a confession.
Or take freelance designer Daniel Dunham.
I work from home, I work my own schedule, I make lots of money, I have insurance. I have a very charmed existence and I'm aware of that, so obviously the system's working, right? But then I started thinking about it and I realized that I've got people in my family who, or even just friends, who it's not working for them. And I decided that if it doesn't work for people I love and who I care about, then that doesn't work for me.
Then there are those who can't even decide. Laura Wenis walks up to the podium and starts talking to Lambert. Capitalism has benefited me, she says.
I don't know if I can live with the moral dilemma of having benefited while others have actually suffered from it.
It's up to you. You're the one who decides.
Why is this such a tough decision? It's no offense, but like it's just a billboard, you know?
Lambert says his main purpose is to get people to slow down and ponder. People always ask him, what alternative are you proposing?
I would always say, something better. And they would say, well, you know, what's that mean? And I'd say, we don't know yet. And then things would sort of start to open up.
Almost like a science fiction novel, Lambert wants people to go beyond the available answers and dream of something new and different. By the time I leave, false is winning, but it's pretty evenly divided. Capitalism Works for Me, True or False, is in Times Square from October 6th through October 9th. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.